Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mission IR News Breaks, RADAR platform powers Lantern Pharma Inc. NASDAQ LTRN, push into rare pediatric brain cancer treatment. Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ LTRN, is advancing clinical trials with its proprietary drug candidates and RADAR platform to target unmet medical needs. The company is preparing to launch a trial for a rare pediatric disease in Q1 2026, following a positive meeting with the FDA. The trial aims to demonstrate the efficacy of its therapy in treating CNS cancers, including ATRT. Lantern's program has received rare pediatric disease designation and orphan drug designation, with plans to submit an IND amendment. Lantern's president and CEO, Panna Sharma, expressed enthusiasm for the FDA's guidance and the potential of their AI platform in optimizing combination regimens for pediatric CNS cancers. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. HIV self-testing just got faster. FDA approves the 1-minute INSTI HIV self-test. The FDA has approved the 1-minute INSTI HIV self-test from Biolytical Laboratories, Inc., offering highly accurate results in just 60 seconds, the fastest home-use HIV rapid test available. This portable and discreet self-testing option helps overcome barriers to traditional healthcare, supporting the goal of reducing HIV infections by 90% by 2030. With an estimated 1.2 million Americans living with HIV and 13% unaware of their status, rapid testing is crucial. The INSTI HIV self-test requires just a single drop of blood and will soon be available at major retailers and online, providing a convenient, private, and reliable way for individuals to take control of their health.
Investor News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Lilladec, QNTM, refutes unsubstantiated claims in law firm announcements. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, has refuted unsubstantiated claims made by the Shao Law Firm and DJS Law Group regarding alleged securities law violations. The company stated that the announcements lack factual detail or context and appear intended to mislead investors. Quantum Biopharma is reviewing the conduct of both firms and will take appropriate action to address what it believes is a deliberate attempt to harm its reputation.
Biomed News Breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., RNAZ, completes Phase 1A trial of TTX-MC-138, advancing to Phase 2 evaluation. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., has completed its Phase 1A trial of TTX-MC-138, an inhibitor of microRNA-10B, with positive results. 16 patients were treated with no significant safety events, and 44% achieved stable disease lasting 4 months or longer. This success has led to the advancement of TTX-MC-138 to a phase 2 evaluation to further assess efficacy across multiple metastatic cancer indications. Transcode Therapeutics is a clinical stage oncology company focused on treating metastatic disease through RNA therapeutics. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Investor News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ, QNTM, refutes unsubstantiated claims in law firm announcements. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. and QNTM TM has refuted unsubstantiated claims made by the Shao Law Firm and DJS Law Group regarding alleged securities law violations. The company stated that the announcements lack factual detail or context and appear intended to mislead investors. Quantum Biopharma is reviewing the conduct of both firms and will take appropriate action to address what it believes is a deliberate attempt to harm its reputation. New report highlights concerning trends in the U.S. healthcare system. A new report by Trilliant Health highlights concerning trends in the U.S. healthcare system. Medical care costs have increased by 54.5% since 2009, outpacing the growth in general consumer prices at 45.7%. This disparity is making it harder for people to afford medical care, leading to high medical debt for many families. Stakeholders in the healthcare system, including entities like Astiva Health, need to address these issues. For more information on Astiva Health, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. eyes $49.20 elderly care market with ambitious expansion plan. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., a real estate investment trust focused on elderly care, aims to tap into the $98.19 billion market by 2032, up from $49.29 billion in 2024. With 142 healthcare facilities and over 15,500 licensed beds, the company is strategically positioned to benefit from the aging baby boomer population. Recognizing the significant growth potential, Strawberry Fields REIT continues its aggressive expansion plan to secure a substantial market share in the United States.
From the Bandarian lab to a Utah spinout, University of Utah science powers enzymatic makeovers for GLP-1-like peptides. University of Utah researchers have developed a groundbreaking enzymatic technology that can create compact rings for GLP-1-like peptides without the usual leader sequence requirements. This innovation, now being advanced by Utah spinout Cythera Therapeutics, offers a programmable modification strategy that can improve peptide stability and tissue targeting for next-generation incretin therapies. The study, led by Jacob Pedigo of the Vahi Bandarian Lab, demonstrates the versatility of the enzyme PAPB in forging clean C-terminal thioether macrocyclization, even without the typical peptide docking requirements. This advancement holds promise for enhancing peptide-based drug development, providing new opportunities for fine-tuning peptide scaffolds late in the development process. Cythera Therapeutics, co-founded by Vahi Bandarian and Karsten A.S. Eastman, is leading the way in revolutionizing peptide-based drug development with their cutting-edge enzymatic cross-linking technology. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.